Okay, so we've been talking this week about the different love languages, and we've talked about things like words of affirmation and acts of service. And today there is another one. It's the giving and receiving of gifts. And that can be anything from flowers and chocolates to you know, more substantial things. You got jewelry, you got souvenirs or vacations or something. The significance is the thought and the effort that was put into finding that for the recipient. Even the process of like just going through buying a ticket for somebody to something you'll know they'll enjoy. And it's important to note that the love language of gift giving or receiving, that doesn't imply materialism, because it's about that emotional significance of the gift and the effort that somebody put into finding it. It shows that someone pays attention to what you say or knows you or just thinks of you. And if you know that's your love language, don't be afraid to say it, okay? Vocalize the things you like. If that's how you show you care, that's not a cop-out. I want to remind you of that, too. Some people aren't good with words, and maybe they pick up your favorite coffee on their way to see you. Or they see in a clearance bin your favorite DVD. My mom brought home 3 Migos the other day. You'd have thought she gave me a diamond ring. I was so stoked. Y'all, also don't take this as a shakedown. Somebody constantly asking you for money is not them expressing their love language to you, okay? That's just a scrub. But for real, it's no less than acts of service. It's no less than physical touch to the people who need this. It's the thought that counts. And we hear that a lot with gift giving. But it is the feeling that you pay attention and you remember them when you're apart. Because I know some people, they don't care if you don't remember their birthday. And some people would be really hurt by it, not because they needed you to spend money, but because they needed to know that you thought of them, that you know them, that you were like, oh, this is the perfect thing for them. That is a wonderful thing. So I hope this clarifies those feelings to y'all. And I hope that y'all can continue to verbalize this as we learn one another on this list. We just want to keep communicating what our love language is. Again, people receive love in certain ways. Like maybe you don't like getting gifts, but you love giving gifts to people. It makes you feel so good, especially heading into the holiday season. Maybe you're one of those people that just cannot wait to give. That's your love language. What's up? You embrace it. And remember, it's not about money. What do you think the best gift you ever got was?
The best gift that I've ever received? Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's a good one there.
I can think of one. I had a friend who was at one of these conventions, and my favorite author was there. And they got a book signed for me. It's precious to me as gold. It is the most wonderful thing. It's a Dragonlance Chronicles, by the way. Margaret Weis, Tracy Hickman got both autographs in there.
I guess so.
Love it.
I mean, my wife has given me many gifts that I really loved and cherish.
Yeah.
But one that stands out is a friend of mine. I was a tag-along to the Dale Jarrett Racing, and I'll never forget it. It was a gift. That was a $1,200 gift, by the way.
Oh, really?
It sure was, yeah. And I remember that. I know everybody's going, well, that's something you can't keep, but I enjoy it because I was a big NASCAR fan at the time. And to go and experience all that was awesome.
Aw, it's not awesome. A cop-out. If that's how you show you love, and it's also not materialistic. No. If that's how you receive love, hey, man, y'all just lean into it. The important thing is to know each other, to learn these things about ourselves, and I hope you find the love in your life today.
Hey, what, we're having some love over in Canada. We got like 350 listeners over in Canada listening to us on our podcast. So shout out to you guys and gals over there.